Let's go now to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who's also at Leinster House. Paul, we've just been getting a snapshot of reaction so far. I mean, this issue has been a running sore in the Midwest for many, many years. What else have people been saying over the past hour or so?
Well, we've also heard from Deputy Conor Sheehan, and he also is Labour's TD in Limerick. No surprise, he puts the boot in and says that, you know, describes the HICWA report as a damning indictment of this government's continued failure to deal with the crisis at UHL. He echoes something of what you just heard there from David Cullinan. He says you need urgent progress on options A and B. You referenced the Dura Doyle site. He said the bed capacity there needs to be expanded. And then when it comes to the longer term development, they're saying it's absolutely essential to be able to deliver that. And he finishes up with a statement saying the Minister for Health must act now. So that is sort of representative of what opposition parties have been saying. So it's up to the Health Minister now to come back and give us some insight on what she plans to do.
Separately, Paul, at Cabinet this morning, a number of issues discussed, including this memo for a plan to remove the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. What can you tell us?
Well, I think this is at a very early stage. The Minister for Transport, Anne O'Brien, is seeking permission from the Cabinet to draft legislation. So that's all he got today. And now he's to go off and draft the legislation, bring it back to Cabinet, get it passed, bring it back to the Oireachtas, have it debated, amended, and if he's lucky, passed by both houses and signed by the President. And then even within that, within the memorandum he brought today, he said there's a significant chance that it will be legally challenged. So even though there's some movement on cap, I don't think anyone expects that this is going to be delivered anytime soon.
One other thing, the presidential debate last night and the ongoing campaign. What have the various camps been saying today?
Well, I think Fianna Fáil, they're sort of happy and a bit of relief. Jim Gavin was a novice, so there was a possibility he could have cracked under the pressure. I mean, he undoubtedly did have some sticky moments, but the wheels didn't come off the campaign bus. And I think he probably feel that he can improve next time. Maybe fewer stumbles, less hand gestures and a crisper delivery. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin clearly had his rose-tinted glasses on when he said it was a very impressive performance. But nonetheless, I think from Fianna Fáil's point of view was that he got through it. For Fine Gael, the Taoiseach Simon Harris suggested that it would be advantageous in later debates if the was a more of a focus on the role of the presidency. If those were the types of questions which are being asked, could that be? Because Heather Humphreys found it a little bit difficult last night when repeatedly asked to stand over failures when she was at Cabinet, like housing. I think she probably needs to approach it with more energy in her delivery and a bit more adroitness when those questions were coming through. People Before Profits, Paul Murphy, he was tweeting pictures from the campaign team for Catherine Connolly, saying they're all in flying form after the debate, a sense that she had shaded it, she'd won it, and that it was giving some momentum to her campaign. Her views on geopolitics and defence policy continues to cause her the most trouble, the area Jim Gavin zoned in on last night and likely will continue to do so. But I think overall, over the 80 minutes, she was the one who was more clear, more cogent, and her team is certainly happy today.
Paul, thank you very much. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.